It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Tourism season is underway in Wisconsin. Door County officials may be more cautious going into the summer because of changes to visa programs, tariffs, and concerns over changes in international tourism.
The area sees more than 2.5 million visitors each year. We're checking in with two business leaders in the community.
Julie Gilbert is president and CEO of Destination Door County, a nonprofit marketing and management organization representing Door County. And Denise Stillman is an owner and operator of Parkwood Lodge in Fish Creek. She's on the Wisconsin Council on Tourism. Denise, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
And Julie, thanks for being with us.
Very much looking forward to the conversation.
Julie, take us into Door County, its workforce, maybe especially over the summer months from Memorial Day to Labor Day. How much do we rely on labor from other countries on various visa programs?
Well, I think it's important because we are seeing labor shortages across Wisconsin, especially in areas such as ours. And we consistently fall short in meeting those seasonal staffing needs. So with the number of visitors that we typically get throughout the season, many of our hotels struggle to recruit enough U.S. workers during those peak seasons. So without reliable access to temporary international labor, it really puts our businesses in a very tough situation.
And Denise, let's visit now the Parkwood Lodge. What does your workforce look like, especially in the busier tourism season?
Oh, we are super dependent on the international students to come and help us out. In the past couple of years, we hope to get a staff of 9 of those students coming from other places. And that's probably leaving a staff of the remaining people, 6 of us, maybe that are, maybe figure that out. I should have done the math ahead of time. But there's more of them than us once we're at peak staff time. This year, we're hoping to have 9 students join us.
Denise, have you had trouble this season at all with a lot of changes when it comes to how visas are reviewed?
We have a little bit. There was a lot of talk about that happening, and we were really nervous about it. This year, we've had 2 different people not be able to get the visas, and they were not necessarily because of different politics or different things. The one person changed the number of credits she was taking at school. So as a student, she didn't qualify. And the other person, I believe, had been on the travel program too many times, and they frown upon you coming 3 or 4 years in a row. They leave the opportunities for new students. The difficulty with it is we interview and choose the people way in advance, and then we don't know until the very last minute if they're going to get their visa or not. So like I said, I'll ask for 9, but then all of a sudden we found out in the spring there were 2 we weren't going to have. We really had to scramble with some other businesses and with the inter-exchange program to try and backfill in those people who didn't get their visas. And we've been very fortunate, fingers crossed on one more, but we've been very fortunate to fill in the spots on the people that didn't get the visas.
And Julie, are you seeing other businesses having trouble, a little bit of scrambling so far this year?
You know, I think it's really business contingent. And like Denise said, a lot of the businesses are waiting to hear if their students have received their visas. With H-2Bs, some of our businesses did not get the H-2B workers that they had requested because there is a quota or a ceiling that is a mandate through the federal government. So it really depends upon which business you're talking with. We have heard from the majority of our businesses that things seem to be moving forward in a positive way, such as Denise was saying. And you know, they all, our partner businesses work so well together in ensuring that by working together, they can ensure that their hours are covered.
And Denise, we have news since we first called to invite you to join us. Politico reports that the Trump administration is getting ready to pause new interviews for foreign students applying to study in the U.S. That's this J-1 visa we're talking about. Not clear if this is a temporary pause or long-term or what. What does that make you think about as you look forward to maybe not the 2025 season, but 2026 and beyond?
That makes me really nervous. I mean, that would really be, it would be a shame for our workforce, and it'd be a shame for the experiences that the students have while they're in our country.
Julie, people might be listening and thinking, well, come on, can't we hire local folks to do these jobs? Why are we so heavily dependent? What do you hear from business owners in the community if people bring that up?
You know, we have so many people that come in over the season, and I think our businesses hire a tremendous number of locals, but we just can't cover all of the needs that our businesses have, especially during high season.
Denise, you've mentioned the experience that people who are working in Door County at your business have. Can you talk a little bit about that? Where are these students coming from, and where in the world are they coming from, and what kind of experience do they have working through a Wisconsin tourism season?
We're a seasonal business. Our hotel is open May through October, and so I only need to staff half the year, so I'm fortunate that way. But I still, the students, because they are students, have limited windows to when they can come. So we typically try to search out some spring staff and then some people that are going to be able to stay later into the fall. What we have found is Colombia, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, those students work very similar to an American calendar that will come in May, they'll stay through September, and they'll be here to kind of get us started out in the season. Then some of the European countries, we have somebody coming from Uzbekistan and most of them from Albania. They don't come until sometimes the 4th of July, you know, into the July period. And then they are able to stay through the middle of October when we get really busy for fall colors and fall things, and all the students, American and otherwise, have gone back to school. They're able to stay a little bit longer as their calendar allows.
And then what do they experience here in the United States? Obviously, they're working, and I'm pretty sure they're, it's serious work, but what kind of experiences do they get to have on this seasonal visa?
You know, they, when we speak to them directly, what they say they want to gain out of the experience is they want to be able to use the English language that they learn in their school in real conversational time. That's their main goal that they're looking for, and we try to do that. We, you know, even though there may be three or four from the same country or the same language, you know, we encourage them to speak English and teach them English and teach them our customs. We try to do things once a month where the students all get together for a picnic or a barbecue or go to the fireworks and experience real American culture beyond just driving to Walmart to do their grocery shopping. And that's kind of what they're looking for. As the discussions have come up about the J-1 visas and having the kids come here, I see the international agency, the people we work with, making sure that they stress that to us. A lot of the kids come here and they just want to make money. They get two and three jobs. They really have great economic opportunities here in our area. And we have to kind of make sure we hold them back and say, okay, great, but let's go to the beach one day. Let's go kayaking. And also, let's learn to speak our English and do, you know, fun American things.
Julie, there have been efforts in past years to eliminate or limit the exchange visitor program that allows students to get the J-1 visas. Now, obviously, some efforts in the federal government that might limit these. Do you, as an organization, stay in touch with the representatives in Congress about these issues?
Yes, we do. We were actually, as a collective group, Destinations Wisconsin. We talk with our state legislators as well as going as a group to meet with our federal legislators to really impart upon them the importance of having this cultural exchange program, number one, to support our workforce, number two, because it really does increase that cross-cultural exchange, which we need right now.
And Julie, without these workers from other countries, if, say, a more extreme immigration regime came in and said, hey, nope, you've got none of that, what happens to the economy in a place like Door County or maybe your colleagues over in Wisconsin Dells?
It would be devastating. I think Denise would say the same thing. You know, tourism in Door County generated $51 million in state and local taxes in 2023. We're waiting on 2024 numbers, but that was an increase of 3.2 million over 2022. And overall, it had an impact of $620 million on just Door County's economy. So again, that was up $33 million over 2022. And we have a high number of repeat visitors. And that's really because of businesses like Denise's, where the effort is to really ensure that the J-1 visa students and other employees that work for all our businesses ensure that the expectations and the experiences that our visitors have continue to encourage them to come back. And without the J-1 students and the H-2B visas, if that experience isn't, or their expectations aren't met, we have a real problem.
We're talking about tourism in Wisconsin with a focus on Door County and the impact on policies on visas, trade wars, and more. We've got Julie Gilbert and Denise Stillman with us. Julie Gilbert, President, CEO of Destination Door County. Denise Stillman, owner and operator of Parkwood Lodge in Fish Creek, also on the Wisconsin Council on Tourism. Denise, I want to look at this tourism season now. How is it looking for you? How are bookings at normal levels, higher, lower? What are you seeing so far in 2025?
It's looking really great. Our May, we kicked off right off the bat with the half marathon that's nearby, a really good holiday Memorial Day season, and our bookings pacing ahead are very strong. So we're seeing very good opportunities for us. Again, you're always nervous. We've heard a lot of things about the international travels and a lot of things with the economy. And we're finding that a lot of people are liking to stay closer to home, to do a 3 or 4 hour drive. They're maybe price sensitive and working through things that way. But in terms of bookings and advanced bookings and having people come and enjoy our area, that's looking really positive.
And Julie, what are you hearing from other businesses? Are they sharing Denise's experience?
Yeah, and I think we know that travelers are prioritizing visits to friends and family, beach trips, and road travel, which we all fit very nicely within. And I think, as Denise said, the economy, people are being cautious, and they are wanting to stay close to home. Gas is down, and I think that positions us very well. Our origin markets are Chicago, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Madison, and we have the experiences that people are looking for, and we make sure that they're aware of it.
Julie, I've seen national numbers showing a decline in international tourists coming to the U.S. for a variety of reasons. But when I look at the data, that's not usually a huge percentage of our business in Wisconsin. So maybe we're insulated from that. Do you see any kind of effect if international travelers aren't coming into the U.S. on us here in Wisconsin and there in Door County in particular?
We get international visitation, but our domestic leisure is really our core focus and our core market. And I don't think at this moment in time it will hurt us, but it certainly is a market that we want to, as a full country, to make sure that we stay behind, because it really is important for national economy as a whole.
Denise, we've seen concerns over the last few years about inflation, and that can affect costs at businesses like yours. Now, a question mark, will tariffs affect inflation or won't they? Have you seen kind of fluctuating up and down costs hitting your bottom line in recent years?
Definitely, yes. And I know the vendors are very cognizant of it. I mean, the supplies, I know I just had to order some linens, some new pool towels. And that particular company I order from is having some experiences there. In this particular case, they know there's going to be a price increase. It was June 1st. They communicated to try and get some things taken care of before we got to those points. And I think a lot of people, that's what we're kind of doing, is looking to see when is it going to go up. I order some soap chemical sort of things that come from a place called Dispenser Amenities in Canada. And we called and we talked to them about the tariffs and about we had some issues with the freight of or getting the liquid chemicals, making sure that they got here. We were able to work things out. So it's something that is definitely a conversation that we're having with people. It's not prohibiting us doing business with those people. And we're just kind of all working through it in the same way.
I want to ask each of you about the unique appeal of Door County and the region in general. Julie, I understand you've previously worked in tourism jobs with Niagara Falls, New York, and with West Virginia's Division of Tourism and Parks. What is it that makes Door County a unique tourist destination?
Door County is a place where everyone wants to visit. They see themselves here in this environment. You come into the county and it's days of yesteryear. There's no major brands. Everything is very unique. We have 19 municipalities that are all very different, and they all have something to offer, be it on Lake Michigan side, be it on the Green Bay side. And people like that feel of nostalgia. And so many people, when they come here, we have five state parks that are absolutely not only environmentally stunning, but provide a tremendous number of experiences that people want to have, as well as our arts, our culture, and our heritage. We have events that are going on every weekend, really showing the vibrancy of all of our municipalities throughout the county. The culinary experiences that are now in Door County are fast becoming quite sought after, in addition to, the supper club vibe and the fish boil vibe. There are a variety of different types of cultural restaurants now that are truly incredible.
And Denise, you run a business in Door County. I'm guessing you like the area pretty okay. What is it that keeps you there?
Oh, personally, I like the exact same things that the people who visit here like. The outdoor recreation, being able to hike and bike and get outside all four seasons. What Julie was just saying, the food. We have everything from a food truck that you can run down to people with extensive culinary experiences, upscale, lots of different things that we can do. And then the arts. I mean, we are so fortunate. I can walk to the auditorium and hear top-notch entertainment. We can go to Peninsula Players and Northern Sky and see great theater. These are all things that are in our community because we're welcoming the visitors, but we all get to enjoy them while we're here ourselves. And it's just fun. And I just tell people, I have to do that as part of my job. I need to do all those things so I can tell the visitors all about them. So I get to do all that stuff myself.
We'll leave it there. Denise, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And Julie, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
Julie Gilbert is president and CEO of Destination Door County, and Denise Stillman is an owner and operator of Parkwood Lodge in Fish Creek. She's also on the Wisconsin Council on Tourism. But talking about the impact of changes in federal immigration policies and other concerns for the tourism business in Door County. How about you? If you're an employer or employee, are you seeing concerns with hiring, with job availability because of changes in federal immigration policy? Tell us what you're seeing. You can email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.